Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. For about a month now, there have been protests at the popular Fish Market restaurant in Clinton in Prince George's County. Those protests sparked by an incident in which owner Rick Giovannone told a customer he could not wear a T-shirt with the phrase, "I can't breathe" on it. A reference to the last words of George Floyd, who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the month before. Well, tonight, we talk about what has happened since then and what might be a possible endgame for the restaurant and the community. My guests are owner Sherry Giovannone and general manager Albert Perkins. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can use the hashtag WHURFM. Ms. Giovannone and Mr. Perkins, thank you so much for joining the conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us on your program.
Thank you. Can you, Ms. Giovannone, first of all, tell us what the status is of the restaurant right now?
At the moment, we're closed.
Okay.
And we felt it was in the best interest of our team members and our customers to keep it closed during all the protesting.
Why is that? Why do you think it's important that the restaurant stay closed during the protests?
Well, it was getting a little uncomfortable for our customers and our team members. They were being harassed when they were trying to come into the restaurant. They were being called names. It was very uncomfortable for everybody, and I just felt that it was a safety issue and that it wasn't good for them to have to endure those kind of things like that. So we just decided as a team that it was best for us to close for the time being.
Can you tell me, from your perspective, what happened last month with your, as we understand it, your now estranged husband and the customer who came in?
Mr. Rollins was a first-time customer. The first time to come in, he actually had done carry out before, I guess, a couple of times. And he came in and had an I Can't Breathe shirt on. And my husband misunderstood the shirt. We've had many Black Lives Matter shirts come into the restaurant, but he had never seen an I Can't Breathe shirt that didn't have something derogatory on the back of it. We'd seen a couple of them that had, the stick figures on the back of it. So he misunderstood Mr. Rollins' reasoning for wearing the shirt. And he got very upset. He said that he told Mr. Rollins, he said, "How can you wear that shirt? I saw that video. It's the most horrible thing I've ever seen." And so Mr. Rollins was a little taken back by that, of course. And, you know, then when the rest of the staff was trying to explain to Rick what it was, once that happened, then Mr. Rollins did come in. He had dinner. He stayed the rest of the night. He actually spoke to my son, Max. And Max apologized to him for the misunderstanding and invited him to come back. Mr. Rollins actually gave his phone number to my son to have me call him, which I did the following day, and asked if he would meet with me because I wanted to talk to him about it. And I told him I'd meet him anywhere, and he suggested to come back to the fish market. And I agreed to that. We met. We had dinner. We had drinks. We sat there and we talked. And he said that he understood that it was a misunderstanding. And he actually said to me that he was really sorry about what was going on Facebook, because he said if he'd have known that that was going to happen, he would have never let somebody take his picture. And there was a few protesters out there that evening, and he went out there. We were sitting in our outdoor dining. He went out there and spoke to them and told them that it was a misunderstanding. And when he came back, he said to me, he said, "Well, I think this isn't about me now. This is about something else." So, you know, we actually had a nice conversation, not just he and I, but several other regular customers, and had a nice evening. And when he left, it was my impression that everything was good between us, and he had planned on coming back.
This is why, you know, I ask this because it's really important that since we have you on the program that we hear this in your own words, because, you know, certainly there have been there's been a lot of discussion about the fact that Mr. Rawlins was told to, you know, to leave by your husband, and that he couldn't wear the shirt in, you know, inside, and that your husband. That these are not the first kinds of incidents that a lot of people see as being racist by your husband. Comments that he has made to customers, to employees, and clear up something for me if you can. It's our understanding that you two are estranged. I know this is very personal, but all of this is personal. Why are you now estranged?
Well, we're not estranged. He's still my husband, and I love him very much. He just has some issues that he's dealing with, and he's not here right now, and he's dealing with the issues that he has.
Mm-hmm. What are those, if you wouldn't mind, because we've also heard that he certainly had some mental health challenges as well as alcoholism, and there have been questions also about that as being an excuse for some of these comments.
Well, I have to tell you that if anybody out there has dealt with a family member or someone that has had mental issues, specifically more bipolar and manic depression. Those are challenges that face a lot of people in our community. And unfortunately, my husband's one of them. And, you know, when you love somebody, you take vows and you want to be with their sickness and in health. And even if you don't agree with things that are happening with them and you don't like what's happening with them, You want to support them in getting the help that they need.
We are talking to Sherry Giovannone. She is the owner of the Fish Market in Clinton, Maryland, in Prince George's County. Also on the line is General Manager Albert Perkins. We're talking about an incident that happened last month regarding a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, but also more broadly, some accusations by customers and others who suggest that there have been other racial statements made in the past. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to play something from Carla McClinton. She is the protest organizer. And I spoke to her today, and this is one of the things that she said when I asked her specifically about what has happened and what is happening.
Yes, they can open. It's okay to open, but the community is still going to continue to boycott. No one will be patronizing the Fish Market, and they need to realize that. And, you know, you cannot keep making those type of statements and continue to get our money when the community is 99.9% black, and we decided and we have united together in solidarity and say we're not going to patronize it. And just as John Lewis said, if you see something wrong, do something. And we're doing something. We want them to move out of our community. They are no longer welcome in our community. This behavior is well overdue for addressing. They have done this for many years, and we have tolerated it. But Mr. Rawlins came along and awakened the community, and we thank Mr. Rawlins for awakening the community, something that we had got used to just because we wanted to see our friends and socialize. But we can socialize elsewhere. We do not, or we will not, support a racist restaurant.
Mr. Perkins, how long have you been general manager at the restaurant?
I've been a general manager at the restaurant for 21 years.
Have you heard Mr. Giovannone say things that could be seen as racist?
Personally, no, I haven't heard anything. But knowing from that long a period of time, No, I haven't heard anything that's been perceived as being racist.
So you say after 21 years, you say that that has not happened, and yet, Ms.
Exactly. If I haven't heard him, you said perceive anything as being racist.
Yes, yes, sir.
No.
You're a black man, yes?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, but Ms. McClinton, and there have been others who said that this is not an isolated incident. And so in the 21 years that you have been there, you're telling me that you've not heard anything that may be misconstrued as racist or prejudice coming from Mr. Giovannone.
I mean, when the man speaks, he speaks more political. It's, you know, it's not, you know, racist, you know, things that people might perceive. He's just more of, you know, political.
What does that mean when you say political? I
mean, just because someone, you know, is affiliated with a certain party doesn't mean they're racist.
Okay. So, but depending on, you know, your point of view, you know, and particularly considering the climate that we are in right now, particularly this happened a month after the death of George Floyd, and the flames of certainly racism have been, you know, mixed in with the entire politics. And so even if in your 21 years that may not have been an issue, certainly in the wake of George Floyd, there may be some issues. And it's also my understanding that he also said some rather disparaging things about President Obama. Is that correct?
So whatever the rumors were about the Obama thing, it's not true.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Giovannone, if, as you said, okay, this is your husband and you love him and he has said these things, have you said to him during the time that he was in the restaurant, Lothi's now, what, 23 years, about some of the comments that may have been seen by some of the customers, most of whom were African-American, that, you know, honey, can you tone it down right now? These are our customers. I mean, had you ever had any of those kinds of conversations with him?
Of course. Mm-hmm. In fact, my husband and I have very different political views, but one of the things that we've learned over the years is politics doesn't have any room in business. And, you know, whatever your feelings, they shouldn't be out there. You know, that our customers are our friends and our team members are our family, and all those things. We want people to have a good time when they come to the fish market. Shouldn't be, you know, real serious conversations going on or anything like that. And quite frankly, I've told him many times, nobody wants to hear your political views. I don't even want to hear them most of the time.
What comments might you have or thoughts that you may have about Ms. McClinton's comments that I just played for you?
I'm real confused about Ms. McClinton, actually. She's been a longtime customer of ours and frequented the fish market probably 3, 4, or 5 times a week, every week, and has had many conversations with Rick and sat there and had drinks with him. And she never brought anything to my attention that she was upset about. And I would think that she would have. We've known her for a very long time. So I'm a little confused. I'm sorry that she feels the way that she does. I'm just confused as to why she wouldn't have brought something to either my attention or Albert's attention or any of our other managers that she was upset, or even the bartenders. Because, like I said, she's been a regular customer for a very long time, and I'm just kind of confused about where this came out of. It's kind of out of left field for me.
Let me share something else that she discussed with me when I spoke to her earlier today. This is another comment that she made.
Well, there has been chatter about that. And yes, the community is interested in buying the restaurant. You know, we will not patronize another non-African-American restaurant there or anybody associated with the Giovanni. So You know, they need to comply, and they need to move out of our community. They had a long run in our community. They have done very well. And, you know, now it's time to go. It's time to go, you know, because this behavior is no longer accepted.
There have been questions about whether or not the restaurant should be sold, and that, you know, the family should just wash their hands of the whole thing. Your thoughts about that, Ms. Giovannone?
Well, we've been a part of the community for over 23 years, almost 24 years now. My family lives in Prince George's County. We've lived here for 20 years. We've been part of the community for a long time. I don't want to leave my home and my family and my friends in this area. It's become my home over the last 20 years, and it means a lot to me. And not only that, we've worked really, really hard to bring our restaurant to the community and make it a place for it that everybody wants to be. And one of the things that we really loved about our community is the diversity. And it means a lot to us to be here. So I'm confused about why Ms. McClinton is saying that. Because, again, if she had problems, and I'm a very approachable person, and Carla knows that. I'm really surprised that she wouldn't have brought any of these concerns to me before.
Do you have an understanding of why this particular incident and when it happened is so upsetting to Black people?
Of course I do. I understand how this incident, be it misunderstanding or not, could cause a lot of anger and uproar. There's a lot going on in our world and in our country right now, and you know the things that have been happening to Black people for hundreds of years. Is appalling. And, you know, we want the protesters in the community to know that we apologize for the pain and the hurt that this incident may have caused, but they need to know that racism and bigotry have no place in the fish market. And we're committed to ensuring that our establishment is a place that everyone can come.
I need to take a quick break, and then after the break, we're going to go to the phone lines. I also want to talk to you a little bit more about that apology. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141, and we will be taking your phone calls, so please keep trying, even if the lines are busy. We're going to get as many in as we possibly can. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM in just a few seconds. We are talking about the fish market incident in Prince George's County last month, what has happened since then, and what may be a possible end game for the restaurant and the community. My guests are owner Sherry Giovannone and general manager Albert Perkins. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jacques, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. Make your comments quick. We have a lot to get to. Please go right ahead.
Yes, I have patronized the fish market in the past. I always thought that it was very uncomfortable in there. You could just feel the tension with the owner. I've only been there three or four times. I don't like the food. I don't like the fact that this owner thinks he can talk to Black people any which way he can in this day and time. And I've also protested down there on three different nights. So like everybody else that's aware of things, we need them out of business, gone. It's no coming back. The community, when they roll through there, 99% of people are also blowing their horns in support. Because they don't want nothing to do with that family that's running that business anymore. They need to be gone.
Jacques, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. This incident happened about a month ago, Ms. Giovannone. The apology that was issued last week, a statement, it came last week. Why just last week? Why not immediately after this began to bubble up?
Well, I did do an initial apology the day after everything happened on Facebook. I did do an apology then. And it wasn't received very well. And once things started to bubble up, we decided to back off and not say anything for a little bit and see how people felt. And of course, we do apologize. I mean, I've apologized to many people individually as well as Mr. Rollins.
Mr. Perkins, can you talk to me a little bit about what the employees are saying and what their concerns are?
A lot of employees have been there. We have several employees that have been there several years. You know, I think the longest one that we have that worked for the family for like 35 years. Pretty much upset, hurt. Just trying to understand everything.
When you say that, what do you mean by understand everything?
I mean, the situation, you know, that's going on right now.
Have any of the employees expressed concern about how Mr. Giovannone has spoken to them, you know, over the years? As you mentioned, many of them have been employees for quite some time. So have they ever brought these issues up to you, making, you know, comments about some things that they may be uncomfortable about?
I mean, we're pretty much like a family establishment. So, you know, whatever comments or things that happen in the business, you know, we just sit there and discuss them as a family. So we always sit there and discuss any thing that happened or Posey was said or done. You know, as a family, we'll discuss everything.
But like that. So is that a yes?
As far as the comments that
he
made?
Yes, sir.
I mean, as far as what kind of type of comments?
Any comments that may be thought of as, you know, racially biased, racist, prejudice, anything like that?
We sit there and discuss everything as a family. I can't speak for everything that happened, you know, in the past. I mean, we'll just sit there and discuss it.
Let me go back to the phone lines. Carlos calling from Reston, Virginia. Carlos, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Clinton, Maryland. I hear the comment. I understand the comment. And sorry that they're going through what they're going through. But if you sit down and you talk about it, and then you make an action to change, I don't see why this lady business, somebody will ask her to get out of the county and just move. If you have problems on your job, you sit down and you talk about it. Everybody don't like what they do at their job, but you're not going to quit your job because you still got to make a living. And for what happened and was a misunderstanding, I think we all getting caught up in the politics of things right now. And I understand what happened, George Floyd. I'm a black man, too, living in America. And we have to sit down, discuss things, to talk about things, understand that she's having a problem with her husband bipolar. Everybody know what somebody's bipolar. You say stuff that you don't really mean to say and stuff like that. So is her husband on medication, going to counseling about it and stuff like that? The unemployment rate is real high right now. Here I am driving past the fish market. Sorry that it's closed and stuff like that. But just the protest, and they had a nice conversation, her and Mr. Rollins. I think it got out of hand. You know, this establishment's been here for 23 years, and for people to come there and then saying that, hey, we're not going to advertise their establishment anymore and try to buy them out, that's wrong.
Okay.
That's totally wrong.
Carlos, thank you so much for your phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ms. Giovannone, you seemed a tad bit surprised at how this has happened, and whether the statements that your husband may have made, this one, or something, you know, something in the past, but considering the way that, you know, the current climate is, why are you surprised that there has been this kind of groundswell of concern from your Black customers?
I don't think I'm surprised that that customers have concerns about it at all. What I was surprised about was that concerns that somebody is bringing to the forefront now that they didn't bring to me prior to this. While my husband can be a jerk at times, and maybe some of his comments are taken the wrong way, and I have discussed those with him, I think that our community needs to come together and talk about things more and have some more understanding about how people feel about things now. Hmm. I was more surprised about not being contacted about people's concerns because I've always had an open door about that. And I do understand that our community needs to heal, and not just our community, but every community across the United States about what's going on, and that people do need to be more understanding and more sensitive to the feelings of Black people and what they've been going through their whole lives and for hundreds of years.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Renee calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Hi, I was just calling in regard to the protest that's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's unorthodox methods that are used to protest. I've never seen a protest go on like this, and I think that the people of PG County don't need a gatekeeper for the public to state whether they want to attend a place or not. Clearly, 98% Black is the clientele, so I can't understand why that is if they were being treated so poorly. So I just believe that it's a matter of choice, and you have to move out the way and allow people to make that choice. That's an important thing that the people of PG County are forgetting in this protest. It's very upsetting to a lot of people.
Hmm. Well, let me say this about that. There is a similar protest going on right now in Baltimore County at Vince's Crab House in Middle River. It has been that way for more than a month with similar accusations of racist comments, and Vince's Crab House has been around in Middle River for many, many, many years as well. And I think, and I can't speak for the protesters, but I think that whether you are talking about someone protesting in Prince George's, protesting in Middle River, protesting in front of the White House, that usually protests are an expression of people who feel that they have been wronged, and a message. And so I would argue that while I don't believe that the protesters are trying to control anything, but they do want their voices to be heard and their concerns, not just to the owners, but to the general public. But I appreciate your phone call. Renee, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Are you, Ms. Giovannone, what kind of conversations have you had with the employees? I mean, certainly I asked Mr. Perkins that, but have any of them come to you since this incident and said or express their concerns? Because one of the things that Ms. McClinton said is that no one has said anything because they have tolerated it, and that this incident was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back.
So are you asking me about how the employees and how we've
yes,
been
ma'am.
Talking about it?
Okay. Yes, what have they said? What have they said to you?
The employees are really upset about this whole thing, especially the ones that were there that evening that all of this transpired, and the evening afterwards, and were there when Mr. Rollins was there. And of course, they're upset about how our business is being portrayed, because they feel like they're being bullied about being working at the fish market and saying that, you know, why would you work at a place that's like that? And they don't feel that way. We've had several meetings with the employees all together. And, you know, they just want to know what they can do to help. And they've actually wanted to do things on their own to help as well and get the, you know, the story out there that, that we want to be part of this community. We want to heal. We want to have conversations with the community. And we do understand why everybody's upset, and we want to go forward and have conversations with them and make sure that we can go forward and make it a better place. Hmm. 90% of my employees or more are Black, and you know they wouldn't work there if they felt like they were being maligned in any way.
That is debatable, because as hard as jobs are to come by, and historically, as we know, that Black people have tolerated a great deal of unpleasantries when they're working in careers, workplaces on all levels where they may have been the target of or subject to microaggressions or you know plain old all American racism. And so I would take issue with that, even in my career as a TV news anchor in Huntsville, Alabama. Those things are very, very much the case, and you tolerate them because to be quite honest, Ms. Giovannone, that is the unfortunate thing about being Black in America sometimes, is that you have to tolerate these things to survive. But considering the current political climate right now, and as we have seen with the protests, whether it be at your place or on Black Lives Matter Plaza or in Portland or in New York or anywhere else, that it seems that for a lot of people, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, or they're not going to take it anymore. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Rachel, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. So I just wanted to address a couple things that the owner is saying. One, in terms of us, the protesters out there making this a violent or a situation where employees have felt harassed, that's not the case at all. I've been out there every day. We're going on, 32, 33 days now. We have not done that. But when your own county executive comes out and says that even her parents, who are PG County natives, have experienced racist comments at this business and they stopped going there years ago, that speaks very clearly to the behavior here at the fish market. You know, I personally sat down with Ms. Giovannone 2 days after this incident took place. I sat down with her, county council, several other community members, and her statement at that time was, my husband is gone and he's not coming back. He's not a part of the business. And so I'm very surprised to hear her statements today. Very contrary. We've actually had employees who walked off the job the Sunday that we started protesting and told us. They even gave statements to one of our attorneys about the working climate there. So this is not new, and what is being told on the radio right now is not true. And, you know, my last point is mental illness does not equal racism. There is a clear difference, and this is a pattern of behavior in this community. And now the residents of Prince George's County have taken a stance and they said no more. So they can open their doors. The bottom line is we're not coming back. So it would be best if we just separated this relationship and they leave the community, because we don't want them there anymore. We've had enough.
Ms. Giovannone, would you like to respond?
Well, my comment about us being together had nothing to do with it. That had to do with our marriage, because you were asking about the relationship. My husband is gone, and he's not coming back to the business. That doesn't mean that we're not together. And I'm not sure what employee she's talking about that walked off the job on that Sunday, because we were all there, and they were all there in solidarity in front of the business waiting to work. So I'm not sure who she's talking about. But
When here's my question.
Go ahead. Previous employees, you know, there was one that was out there that was a previous employee that you know was terminated for cause, and he's a disgruntled person. But as far as the people that were right there, that nobody walked off the job on that Sunday, and I'm not sure where she's getting that from.
Rachel, thank you so much for your comment. I guess my question too is as it relates to, you know, your husband. You say he's gone and he's not coming back. Can you really kind of explain that? Does that mean that he is just, you know, no longer part of the business, or is that he's just not going to come back in?
He's not going to come back right now because he's dealing with the issues that he needs to be dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get into a lot of personal things because those are his things. And you know, I understand where Rachel's coming from, and we did speak about this. When I spoke earlier about him, I was talking about our marriage, not about the business.
Yeah, and my concern was that, you know, if he is seen by protesters and some other customers as part of the problem, if he's just not coming back, but they still may feel uncomfortable about him still having some kind of influence into how things happen at, the restaurant, then that may be concerning to them.
Well, we certainly have a lot of issues that we have to work through, and a lot of them, it can't be done overnight. But our goal is for the community to heal and for us to be able to get back to work and for our team members to be able to get back to work and for us to have our customers that do want to be at the fish market able to come back.
Mm-hmm. Let me go back to the phone lines, if you don't mind. Let's go to Ricky. Ricky calling from D.C. Ricky, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I was security there for 3 years with the fish market. And a couple of years back, I protested myself about the racist antics of Rick Giovanni and the manipulative tactics that Sherry Giovanni plays when it comes to the black dollar. You know, she would put on a act and smile in your face, but she feels just as strongly about his racist views as he do. I've heard them. I've listened to them. They even done it to me. I protested 2 years. No, it's been 3 years now. They put a peace order on me. I end up beating them in appeals court because, you know, I was protesting about the racist antics and I was exercising my First Amendment right. She played the Kern role on me. You know, here it is. I was your security for 3 years and now all of a sudden I'm this big bag ogre. You know, so, you know, what I want to say, all these things that she's saying to the people out there are tactics. Tactics to get the fish market open again so she can get the black dollar. She is just as racist as her husband, and she knew all about his racist antics. It's been going on for years. People go there because there was nowhere else to go. It was a hangout spot for the blacks in the community there. That's the only reason that they put up with those antics. You know, when he called Obama the N-word, when he had me put people out because they didn't agree with him and Trump. You know, so these are the things that went on at the fish market that people really don't realize that behind the scenes.
Okay. Well, Ricky, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate that. Ms. Giovannone, do you have a comment about what Ricky has shared with us?
Well, I mean, obviously, Mr. Bryant is a disgruntled former employee, he has his views. He's been having problems with us for a long time. And I don't want to get into a lot of personnel issues, but, you know, when somebody's terminated for cause, sometimes they are disgruntled about it. And, you know, you have to check your sources, you know, when listening to some people.
Are you considering selling the restaurant?
I mean, that's always a possibility. If the right offer came up, I'm sure that we would, you know. I'm in my 60s now. I don't know how much longer I would want to keep this up. But, yeah, I mean, that would be a possibility. But right now, I like working. And I like my customers. And I love my staff. And, you know, I want to get back to work. And I love the business. And I love my community. You know, we've always done a lot for our community. And you know, we want to get back to doing that.
When I spoke to Carla McClinton earlier today, I asked her how long she was willing to lead the protests. They are certainly not as muscular as they were during the first weeks or so, but obviously they are still there. And she says for as long as it takes, she has no plans to do that. So in the interim, what are your plans to open the restaurant again? Do you have any, I mean, I know you said you like working, but do you have any plans to open it again tomorrow or this weekend or next week?
Well, we don't have a definite opening plan as of right now. We know we all want to get back to work and we want to reopen, but we're not sure about that right now.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. David calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Harry, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Ms. Giovanni stated that 90% of her employees are black, but she also refused to say that 99% of her clientele is black. And I believe that because of the employees that go there, they go there because of the clientele that goes there.
David, go ahead. Yeah, I think we lost him.
I believe because of the clientele that goes there is because of her employees. But here's what I think I don't understand. Martin Luther King said a long time ago, if not now, then when? She hates the fact that we're protesting, and she don't want us to speak up, but she wants our dollar. So we're not going to wait for a time. We're going to take this moment and make it a movement to the point where they understand that it's not just about your clientele that comes in there, but it's about the community that you're in, that you refuse to put those dollars back into that community.
Thank you so much for your phone call, David.
Can I say something?
Yes,
about
please.
That?
Yes, please go right ahead.
I'm not sure why he thinks that we don't put dollars back into our community. We've done a lot of things for our community as far as the sports teams for Sarasota High School, for High School, for Friendly High School, for Oxon Hill. We've provided food for various sporting events and things like that for the schools. We've done drives for backpacks and school supplies and book drives and coat drives and toys for tots and supported money and time for ARC of Prince George's County, as well as the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts in Prince George's County, and the school soccer teams for both the Catholic League and Prince George's County, the swim teams for Prince George's County, Fort Washington swim team, as well as Oxon Hill swim team. And we've donated a lot of money, food, and time. So I'm not sure where, you know, Mr. David gets that we don't put money back into our community.
David, thank you so much for your comment. I only have a few minutes left. I wanted to ask you, first of all, I'll ask Mr. Perkins. Mr. Perkins, from your perspective, what does healing look like for this situation?
What does healing look like for this situation?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What does it look like for you, from your perspective? What does it look like? Quickly, because I want to make sure that I get Ms. Giovannone in as well. Please, go right ahead.
this is
I mean, if you don't, if you know, I know that's a difficult question, and certainly, yeah. I, you know, if you have a chance to think about it, let me go ahead and ask Mrs. Giovannone, what does healing look like to you in this situation?
Well, I think obviously there's been a lot of things that we weren't aware of that we need to do differently, and we need to have more conversations and do more listening to our community in order for us to be able to do the things that we need to do to help with healing. I think that that having communication with people is key, and had we had proper communication with a lot of our customers that maybe have had issues with Rick in the past or myself even, that had they been communicated, and then we could have taken care of them long before now. So I think that we should continue to have conversations with our community and listen to what they have to say.
Sherry Giovannone and Albert Perkins of the Fish Market in Clinton, thank you so much for taking the time to share your thoughts on this really difficult situation. I know that it is, and we will continue to listen and to monitor how things move forward. But again, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Well, thank you so much for having us on your program.
Yes, ma'am. That is the Daily Drum for this Tuesday, July 28th. I'm Harold Fisher. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.